We're here at RSA with Steve Neville, Director of Identity Products and Solutions at Entrust. Steve, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Listen, give our audience a sense of, you know, what are the biggest business drivers today, especially as it concerns financial institutions and information security?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I think the way we've heard our customers talk about it and look at the market, there's three primary drivers. So first of all, driving online adoption. The cost of doing business in the bricks and mortar approach, even the phone approach, it's too high. You know, you can go from $4 a transaction down to 20 cents a transaction. That's interesting. And if I can expand what people do online, that's going to eventually save me money. The second driver is really around legislation. You know, the regulators have entered into the foray, whether it's people like that are running the FFIEC. Of course, we've got Sarbanes-Oxley, which, you know, in some way, shape, or form has an impact on how people deal with security. Regardless, there's legislation in place that's forcing banks to do something about security.
Right.
And the last one is really around consumer confidence. You look at the phishing increases that have happened out of Gartner from 2004 to 2007, up 118%. Last year, $3.2 billion being lost just to identity attacks in the online channel. And that is translating into people are getting a bit nervous. You know, there was a study that came out from Javelin last year that showed that 77% of people are very nervous about going online, and they're concerned about identity theft being on the rise.
Right.
So those, I see, the top three drivers.
Yeah, no doubt for our audience, consumer confidence is a big issue. Now, how would your company approach these problems and ensure that financial institutions can establish consumer confidence?
That's a great question. We take a layered look at how banks can solve these problems, because a one-size-fits-all solution to the problem doesn't fit into every organization's view of what they need to do.
Right.
And so we really say that you need to be able to address the security that you need to address as an organization. Perhaps you start with SSL certificates. Maybe you layer some forms of multi-factor authentication alone or in combination with fraud detection, and moving up the chain to things like perhaps adding signatures over time, or adding things like even secure email to the consumer base, because email can be a very valuable way of reaching out to consumers.
Sure.
Right now it's tough to trust it.
Mm-hmm.
And so adding and having available all those different capabilities is how we allow financial institutions to deal with those three problems.
That's great. So you offer a number of solutions for a financial institution. How are you guys differentiated from other companies that are trying to broadly address FI's concerns?
That's an interesting question, because, you know, we get asked that often when we're out there talking to customers, and I sort of think about it in this way. One, our layered approach to security is unique and differentiated in that, as a security vendor, there's not many organizations that can bring to bear the experience and the capabilities that we have in security from a single vendor. IT consolidation is demanding that people deal with less vendors, just because it's going to be cheaper. We can bring best-of-breed technology to bear without forcing you to go and buy a single-purpose solution from one vendor.
Right.
Right. And I think then the other side of it is really around experience and deployment. Entrust has 1,700 customers worldwide that trust what we do and have voted with, you know, their acquisition of our technology, that say it's the right thing to do to solve a particular problem. And we believe as well that you guys can solve other problems for us.
That's fantastic. So in general, what advice do you have for FIs out there when they're grappling with some of these issues that you can solve?
I think the biggest thing, especially around consumer authentication, is to ask the tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you're going to actually integrate into an organization is going to be critical. You don't want something, regardless of the solution itself, if it's, say, as an example, say multi-factor authentication, you don't want something that's going to break the bank, excuse the pun,
right,
to put in. Same with fraud detection. Are you going to have to modify your application everywhere just to monitor for fraud? You want to take a look at those types of issues and ask the tough questions about how people are going to solve your problems. And then the second part is really, you know, can that single vendor that you're talking to answer the tough questions for today as well as for other problems you may have,
right,
that you know about or maybe you don't know about?
That's great. Steve, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.